These anti-government protesters have continued to camp outside Pakistan's parliament, seeking the resignation of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The campaign to seek the ouster of the current government began on August 14, when the leader of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf party Imran Khan and religious cleric Thahrul Qadri separately led rallies of thousands of their followers and maintained their sit-ins in the capital Islamabad. Both politicians believe that Sharif came to power through rigged elections and thus has to quit. In an exclusive interview with Press TV, Qadri said the Pakistani parliament also has to go and pave the way for what he called comprehensive democratic reforms.
We want equal implementation of constitution. We want equal rule of law for the ruler and the ruled, for a powerful person and a weak person. They should go, and then remaining things are after that, that are political. And we want a national government to be formed for democratic reforms.
Pakistan's lingering political standoff has also divided the public opinion. Here at this rally, activists are protesting against any unconstitutional move to drive the government out.
That's not the way you topple governments, you know, because people have people have brought them into power through the electoral process. And I think people had the right, they have the right to basically, reject them. And that will happen in the next election.
In the middle of the protests, the government has held negotiations with both Imran Khan and Qadri to find a solution to the political stalemate.
Despite political tensions, protesters have so far remained peaceful. But the tension has once again brought the country's powerful army into the limelight. There are fears of an army intervention if the government fails to find a political solution. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.